My name is Phakamile from the Industrial Development Corporation of South Africa.
Yeah, you've been here this morning talking about how South Africa is kind of example in this climate finance mobilization. My question is regarding the young people. How do you integrate these young people towards the entrepreneurs regarding this climate finance mobilization, regarding adaptation? And we notice that you have in your countries a crisis with water. So how do you proceed to integrate these young people?
Thanks. Very interesting questions. We're doing quite a lot of things to integrate the youth. First of all, we give them cheaper funding than we would give normal people. So they qualify for very significant discount on our funding if they are youth, below 35 years old. And secondly, we offer capacity building other than funding. So we give them support in terms of setting up their companies, helping them with directors. We put some of our directors to serve on their boards to help them. And we also link them to some of our existing businesses so they can provide services to the established businesses, either as contractors or as service providers. And then furthermore than that, we have earmarked part of our facilities to just help funding for women youth. Women youth experience significant challenges, especially in South Africa, in terms of their ability to put some of their own equity in the projects is non-existent. So we put some of our own equity so as to support their businesses, and they're able to borrow money from other funders.
Oh, okay. Mm. And how old are these young people? How do you approach them, actually? How do you fund them? Because you said that the women are the target with less, actually, they are vulnerable. So how do you approach these women? In communities, in villages, how do you approach them?
So firstly, internally, we have a youth division. Okay. So these people are mandated to deal just with youth funding, because we've taken a decision not to treat them like any other funding. They need a dedicated focus. So it's a specialized unit with experienced people. Some of it, it's actually the young people themselves, because they're able to relate to the market. And then secondly, in terms of our medium of our approach, we've realized that we have to embrace social media communication, things that we didn't do for some of our traditional funding. So we realize to also play in spaces where they play. We arrange an annual youth conferencing. At the conferencing, we get business ideas from the youth.
And you work with SABC, for instance, with the younger initiative that they have or not?
Sorry?
Do you work with SABC and the young initiatives that they have? SABC has a...
The broadcasting unit.
Yeah.
Yes, in terms of our outreach as our media partner, but the SABC doesn't fund. Most of our funding is for industrial projects, manufacturing, factories, whereas the SABC would more fund your communications. We don't play much in that space. We play in the industrial space. But we work with other institutions in the country. We have facilities where we give guarantee to banks. So if they get money from bank, we can guarantee some of their losses. That's the way we try to reach as many as possible.
What is the average of these young people? How old are they? You said.
Okay. Well, in terms of our policy, maximum is 35. Anybody 35 and younger. So from 16 to 35. So as long as you are below 35,
16 is young. It's very young. 16.
No. I'm saying We don't define the lower age. We define the maximum age.
I see.
So
yes.
I'm saying anybody from 16 years up to 35 years old can still qualify.
I see.
For the subsidized facilities. They are regarded as youth. It's becoming a big component of our book, both in terms of our clients and in terms of our own staff. We've realized that internally in our organizations, more and more of our people are actually becoming younger people. So
I see. Last question regarding the diaspora. With the apartheid, you have many people from the diaspora came back in South Africa. Mm. Nowadays, with this climate finance mobilization, how do you see the diaspora, the African diaspora, even if the South African diaspora, in this challenge to mobilize this or this one for a real project which can actually be implemented in each villages? How do you see?
Well, I thank you for the question, but I think there's a lot we can do in that space, both in terms of the South African people living abroad and also other citizens living in South Africa sending money home. We've seen examples of other institutions have been able to do a diaspora bond because remittances from outside form a big part of how people inside the country are supported. And I think we need to develop specific products that attract and talk to that market because, as I say, it's quite a sizable flows of hard currency, either from the developed world, which is forex countries, which is good for us. And if we can find specific products to channel that money into development, I think it's one avenue we need to...
How do you see this product so far? How do you see this product? You are in France. You see many people from Africa. You are based here.
Yeah.
How do you see this product? Do you think that the embassy can play a role in this? African people who have the African embassy actually in France can play a role in this regard?
Of course. Of course, we need all the help we can. But most of all, in terms of investment promotion, and in terms of skills, and in terms of intellectual property. We've got people who've been educated here in France, who know something. Now we need to find a way to import some of that knowledge, both financial and non-financial, into productive use in the African continent. So all role players, public, private institution, academic institution, the universities have a big role to play in doing that.